Real quick, if you're listening to this episode and you don't like Amala, you are part of Nigeria's problem. Period. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Restroom Podcast. I'm Oyeka Sola, your beautiful, wonderful, spectacular, awesome, gorgeous, hot geek, host. Adjectives. I'm excited. I'm excited this morning. Last week, we had a guest on the episode, Lami. Shout out to Lami, by the way. And I really just want to say thank you to every single person that listened, that rated, that reviewed. It's been a while I've been, you know, up on this space, but still, I appreciate the energy and the feedback that I got. Also, I noticed that a number of people, you know, have been rating and reviewing. So please, 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 let's keep up with the energy. The more we rate, the more we review, and of course, the more we share, other people will be able to get access to our gist. So there's this thing I figured that I kind of like doing, so it helps me, you know, get into the whole episode, and that's like sharing my week in recap. So I'll say, like, this week nothing much happened so much, but I feel like every single person is going through, every single person in this country, as like Nigerians, we've been going through almost the same thing, and that's the, you know, terrible situation of the flood. How it has affected a number of states. It affected over, I think it's affected 33 states out of 36 states. But I know that Delta, Cross River, and a number of other states are more affected than others. People are literally living underwater. A lot of lives and properties have been lost. And apart from that, you know, people have been exposed to like adverse health conditions, living in water, swimming with things, it's not funny. And my heart really does go out to every single person that has been affected, maybe lost something, or every single person that is still being affected in this situation. I pray that you get the help that you need and this situation is resolved. It's just resolved. Once again, Buhari, I can't even voice out what I'm thinking in my head, but my own is just do quick and come and be going, because this is no longer funny. Also, I know this is not a good time to say this, but I feel like this is also a good time to say this. Please and please and please and please, if you've registered for your PVC, don't let it sleep in their office. Go and pick it up, because this is another reason why we need to do better in 2023 as well. So please get your PVC. Go out and vote as well. It's really important. And let's do better by our country, because if we do better by our country, we're definitely doing better by ourselves. So yeah, I don't want to dampen our spirits or anything. So I'll say that the ridiculous thing that happened to me this week as well was when I took my mom's car for a roadworthy test. And now I have begun to understand why most Nigerians tend to have a guy for everything. Or in Yoruba, they'll say mole okan, right? I feel like if you're Yoruba, you've heard that statement in your house, whereby your mom has a okan, your dad has a okan, or, you know, just regular, I get one guy. Everybody tends to have a guy. Now, thankfully, we had a guy, and that expedited the process, even though it shouldn't have been a hassle in the first place. It shouldn't have been a problem. It was supposed to be something I was supposed to just, you know, go in, do what you want to do, and get out. Another thing that I want to say is that men are losing focus are 5 and 6. I know that that's not supposed to be like newsflash, but men are losing focus 5 and 6. So VI officers, right, are supposed to be like inspecting cars, but like when I got there, I noticed that a number of them use the opportunity against women, because they know that they don't have a choice. You know, you're kind of at their mercy, because you want to get your car like checked and just leave the place, because it's not a funny, the queue is insane. But they kind of use the opportunity to just, you know, misbehave and just do anyhow. So we went to get this, our car checked, and be sure that we passed our roadworthy test, and, you know, you can get a license, be moving around Lagos without any hassle, right? The car had been checked. There's a waiting area where I think apart from this gist being a ridiculous one, the purpose of the gist is that my gender has tried. But let me move on. So waiting in the area just to, you know, get your result and, you know, just carry your car and be going at the end of the day. It had a screen, not like a screen, like a see-through glass where you could just, you know, watch other cars that are being screened and passed. I guess it was just one. It was a pretty smart move so that you can at least, like, it was a pretty, it was a pretty good architectural design. So you don't just sit down in the waiting room and you're just looking at a screen. You can just, you know, the TV screen rather, you can just, you know, peek through this glass and just watch other people do whatever it is that they're doing, right? So I was watching through the glass. I'd be tired of sitting down. Anywho, the guys, because the VI officers that would drive the car through the machine and screen your car and everything. So one of them was in the other car and was driving the car. So I noticed it was saying something to me, but I didn't get to. I thought it was serious. So I kept even with it. I kept saying eh. Obviously could not hear me, I couldn't hear him, but I really thought it was serious that maybe it was addressing me or the car that we brought in. Ashe uncle wanted to collect phone number. Now that I'm saying this thing, I just realized that I messed up, because as he was trying to ask, he was doing that, you know, your number kind of mouth stuff. So I read his lip and I figured that was what it, I was just like, and I took my face away, which I shouldn't have done. I have learned that we must indulge people at whatever level or whatever energy that they are bringing. So can you wait the way he did it? I should have just myself out there, oh, my number. I'll not be mouthing one nonsense number. Shebi, you're supposed to be driving and I'll be moving, but you want to be, you fair show, all right? You just want to show yourself. At that point in time, I should have just been mouthing one nonsense number. So the guy will keep on saying, let us just be showing ourselves in this place, because it's like you don't have job. It's like you didn't really have work. You didn't have work to do today. But no, I just instead I took my face away. That was supposed to be enough, knowing that this one had showed myself that Amy only time for booking in. I sat in the car after a while. I think we were almost there and I was just waiting. Uncle still came to come and meet me in the car, and once again my gender has tried. I don't want to say my gender has suffered, but my gender has tried. Once again he came to meet me. I was like, this one that you're sitting by the driver's seat, can you drive? I think you should already know what I want to say by that. My gender so far. I'm like, is this how you start conversations? When did pickup lines get this bad? This is 2022, bro. Do better. Do better. I mean, women have, they've upped their game. What's going on? He met me at home that day. He met me at home. But my embarrassment, let me say to you about the way it is. Because that day was a day that I woke up in the morning, I was fasting, so I knew that Jesus had to take the wheel. I didn't want to be rude. I didn't want to say it. I said, please, Oga, leave me alone. Is that not supposed to be enough? But Nigerian men have been taught to persevere and push and move forward and do all the other things that they are not supposed to be doing. They are not supposed to be using those skills for things like this. At a point, I just kept quiet and I just let the radio be talking. I was like, you know what, give me your number so you can continue this at night. Continue what at night? I don't want to continue this now. I don't want to continue this in the next 10 seconds. I don't want to continue this ever. Is it because you are seeing me here? It's because you are seeing me here. I blame myself. It's because you are seeing me here. That I'm here is the reason why all this is happening. Once again, my gender has tried. After the guy noticed that I wasn't ever giving face or saying anything, you know, they now get irritated or they feel foolish at that point in time. So it's like, it's not your fault. It's something like that. And he walked away. I'm like, you now end this. It's not my fault. Me, look at me from head to toe. Me, out cake. You're telling me, no. Whoosh. 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 That's what, like I say, whoosh. Because why? Like, why? Why? And I was super thankful that we had a guy or my mom lay on call, because if not, the guy for sure, Mishige, had already like moved past the level. Yeah, it would have delayed me, it would have held, it would have been a crazy thing. I would have been waiting for just unnecessary stupidity because somebody just feels good or feels like, because somebody not giving number, it can do anything. I would just my gender stride. If somehow, somehow you've gone through some terrible, in quote, toasting experience, I don't want to call that toasting experience, it was just a waste of my time. If you've gone through anything like that, where some men felt like whatever they were doing, or you were in a position whereby some Nigerian men were using their power against you, anything, please, please, please send me a message. I would definitely like to read it, because I'm sure that it's not only me that this has happened to. And I pray it doesn't happen to anybody again, because it's not just even a funny one. It's not a funny one. Now, to the heart of our gist today, we are talking about the very much preached soft life of no hard work, life of no labor, just vibes, inshallah, peaches cream, jollof on the jets kind of lifestyle, and of course what amala to step it down. Now, this soft life that, you know, we've been preaching and talking about is all cute and good, particularly here in Nigeria, you know, where things are like default setting hard, right? But my issue is with this soft life is that soft life is, you know, it's pretty ironic. I think it's pretty ironic, right? Soft life is supposed to be a breeze, but it kind of isn't. To live soft life, first, you need money, and getting money isn't entirely the softest process, right? Now, the rate at which I've come to realize that you need money for everything, especially this my adulthood, is pretty alarming. And this is not what I subscribed for, you know, because when we were younger, free money wasn't even a real thing. I don't want to say it's not really a real thing, because, you know, if you had guests, Nigerian uncles and aunts, they would quickly chuck maybe 200, 500 inside your aunt. And of course, we were thankful, but it was kind of the thing. You mean you came to my house, my mom was sending me a message to bring glass, cup, and mold for you, and something will not drop for the girl, you know? So it was kind of like just something that was just, you know, it was just a thing, right? We were appreciative and all, but it was kind of the norm. Little did I know that somewhere in my future, this thing was equally waiting for me. I was expected to also be the same auntie that would be chucking money inside people's hands. I mean, while I was younger, it was free money, but to the person that was giving it, it was definitely, you know, expenses, right? It was something that they were spent. Life. Old life. So the fact that, you know, as regards to soft life, you know, you want things to be easy and calm, and you want everything to be going well, and things are gelling and it's smooth. Is money that there's AC and you're not sweating, is because there is money, you know, that there is sky and not at the mercy of bolt or downfall or jumping mara or bike, is because there is money to an extent, right? That you want to chill and you just, you know, want to sit down, explore nature, and just, you know, just appreciate the gifts that is God's, that is just God's gift to mankind. It's also money. By the way, the moment people start calling you Mother Nature, she started collecting money. Mother Nature is not a taxpayer and she's tasking her children. You know, any place that used to be like a free spot, used to be like just a beautiful, nice place, boom, they've turned it to park, they've turned it to gardens, they're already collecting gate fee. And everything now is money. So if you just want to go sit down, chill, look at the scenery, vibe with it, just enjoy and appreciate it, you will pay. It is money. And it's not even much more, should I say much more funny, because everybody is doing the soft life these days, and I'm wondering how we're coping, particularly on Instagram. You know, once you just come up online, somebody's busy doing soft life, easy one. I'm here for this, I'm not here for labor, I do not dream of labor, or something like that. Audio, you know, soft life is waking up to sunset in the Riviera, which you're using. If you're using ordinary skincare products, you don't have, you're not living soft life yet. You have to be using like some bougie skincare products. You have to be using something like Drunk Elephant. You have to be using something like this, I think it's La Roche-Posay. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Something, yeah, even the name has to be oomph, you know. You have to wake up to sunset somewhere across the border of Italy, and you using some French skincare product, and these are the people that make skincare expensive too. After your skincare, your routine, you go for brunch. You don't go for lunch. You go for brunch. If you're doing lunch, you don't really have the money yet. Because you are kind of expected to do lunch. If you're at work, you share it, you're not starved, right? Anybody can go to lunch. But you see, brunch is left for like senior management, top exec. Yeah, that's what brunch is. Brunch is something that you do just because, I mean, why not? Most people that go for brunch have already eaten, but you still do it because why not? Why not? You do it for the convenience. You do it for the... You just do it because, I mean, it's easy to sit down somewhere at a cafe. Of course, it's rooftop. So you're sitting down, looking at the... Enjoying the beautiful scenery and the atmosphere. Also looking down at people across the street in a condescending manner. Eating croissant and sipping mimosa. That is brunch. That is the life. That is soft life. Right, so all these things now, soft life is money, chilling, hanging out with friends, even practicing self-care, just spa days and all that kind of stuff, which is like synonymous to soft life, requires you to have money. But nobody's talking about the fact that this money is not really, really accessible like that. It's not easy to be getting like that, and that is the reason that we are all trying to blow. So what I did there, if you don't get it, go and listen to our last episode. So money is the enabler for this soft life, and it isn't easy to get. So why are we now shouting soft life? Why are we really advocating for this soft life? Like, people have intentionally refused to leave it. It's like we're asking people to, you know, chase an unattainable eye. And don't get me wrong, soft life is the goal. I love it. I want it. It is the goal. It is my goal. And it's not just like soft life for me. I want soft life for the people that I love, right? But truly, how soft is the soft life when it always costs you? And I'm not even talking about the PJ lifestyle or anything. That's a bit like too much. Just, you know, regular vacation here and there. Even staycation, right? Because I was considering that maybe December I might do. God, provide money. And if you're listening, send dollars. So it was something I was just considering. And I was checking like just Airbnb in Lagos, right? Whoosh. Whoosh. The money wasn't small, and of course it was in dollars. So even if you want to just, you know, sit down back in your own country, you don't want to like incur the extra cost of flying abroad, you know, and all that, it still kind of requires you to have money. And to be honest, I like the ideology behind the soft life. I love it, in fact, because, you know, we live in a society where people idolize suffering. We feel like that's the right thing. Like, we idealize it, rather. And it's not just hard work. It's just like suffering, outright suffering. If you don't bust your head trying to make money, then the money is not legit. People just feel like the money cannot be legit, you know. People start thinking, like, oh, this thing is not pure. They just think that your ways are not pure. They think, hey, you are a canayo, right? And people now start thinking that we can't be living like slaves. This, you know, working to make money and not being able to spend money. Where does it end? Where does it end, you know? Where does the eating the fruits of your labor come in? Because the fruits are already hanging on the tree for way too long. So, you know, while we encourage people to, you know, work and enjoy and, you know, do that kind of thing, live in the moment, you know, enjoy yourself, all the kind of plenty, yada, 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 it seems like to me also soft life is also entering overspending, which is another extreme. And let's even say that you have the money, right, to indulge occasionally. Where do we draw the line between soft life and outright overspending, like I said? Because that one's empty. And of course, like I said, this isn't to condemn soft life. I just like think that the issue might be that we've kind of assumed that soft life equals only money. Because of course there are people that have money but have anxiety issues and are depressed, and obviously their life is not soft. And yes, I know it is better to cry in a range than on a bike, but that isn't the point, right? Some people have money but nothing is really, really soft about their lives. And this is just something that I feel that we might have had wrong, particularly as Nigerians. Because in other countries, this soft life that we're glorifying is just like every other day living. Like afternoon tea, brunch, just this calm, no noisy, everything just soft. It's like regular for other countries. So I guess that this might actually be a Nigerian thing. We do this fire brigade approach to almost everything, right? Except international flights, we're very serious with that. We wait until we burn out and we cannot cope, then we quickly look for an exit, which might be like, oh, I've done this, I've been here, I've been working, and I just let me get out because it's already choking me. So you think of, oh, let me quickly hang out with friends and ease the stress. And the friends that we not even go out to hang out with, we not go out to hang out with them in loud places. We carry ourselves to Oambe, I'll go and be spending people money. Or, you know, we do something that will just, you know, require us to spend money, maybe just quickly go for a vacation after we've burnt out, right? We do these things that cause us to spend money and, you know, or do something that, you know, causes us to get away from that situation of, you know, pressure or something. And to quickly do that, we just maybe look for something that we can spend money on that will ease it. And I feel like that has painted the picture that the peace or quiet that we will get or we can currently get, and for the time being, by the way, has to be paid for. So, and it's because we're paying for it, we can afford it. Hence, it seems like any calm or peace that we get is soft life or is money or is, I don't know if like that makes sense, right? Or it may also be because to be able to afford yourself some form of sanity, particularly in this lose Lagos, you have to pay for it. At this point, I feel like it might just be a blend of both, particularly the latter stemming from the fact that nothing is really free in this our country. I mean, basic things aren't basic. You have to, you know, pay for our rights, which is ridiculous, you know. So if you want a little much more than the basic thing in quotes, then automatically you're deemed bougie. And if you're deemed bougie, you will pay bougie money. I think that this thing, like, there has to be some form of buffer to this soft life. I know that saying buffer to soft life is somehow, because I mean the point is supposed to be soft, but I feel like there has to be some kind of balance to it. Something, you know, less expensive, something more general, something more everyday, something more applicable, not something that we use when we're burnt out, or we use where it don't choke us or we're already tired. Because it is when you have money, and I've noticed when people have money that they're shouting soft life, soft life, soft life, up and down. When you don't have money, my dear, you aren't God that beg. And you know, this is something more general. It's not like to encourage people to settle for less, or you know, this isn't to encourage people to settle for less or anything. But at the same time, we kind of have to, you know, find something that works and we can always live by. Which is why I am introducing you to something I have coined the beta soft life, or should I call it the soft life beta version or something? I don't know, we'll figure out the name, but let's just go with the beta soft life, right? And I feel like if this thing should blow at the end of the day, I might have to patent it. So maybe I should quickly brand it and patent it, so that when it blows, I can get my royalty. So let me just, I don't know, I feel like the beta soft life works or something like that. Beta soft life, available for anyone 18 and above. That sounds nice. That sounds like a good ad. Anywho, I feel like this beta soft life that I was just thinking about, I feel like something has to work, something not too much, you know. I would say it's basically a precursor to the soft life, and it's more inched on the soft life being a frame of mind, being a mindset, than it's having to do with, you know, you quickly getting things or doing things or paying for things that provide some form of, you know, peace and luxury in your life. It must come from a state of, you know, being rather than doing and spending or other kind of stuff, right? And it focuses more on you, not the things that you can pay for or the things that you can have or the things that you can quickly afford or something like that. This beta version is like your zen, it's your peace, it's your cool, it's your default. It's living life based on everything you enjoy that doesn't require you to always have money. That doesn't require you to always drop money. Please have money. Have money. Jotter alone, low. So it's based on that, like you just enjoying every other thing that would not necessarily cost you or cause you to just drop money. It's just, you know, when they say life is based on the simpler things, it actually is based on the simpler things. It's based on the everyday thing. It is enjoying the pleasures of life and just, you know, appreciating what it is for what it is, right? Most times we feel like our life is not well lived until we have gotten this or gotten that. And I guess that's another reason why we shout this soft life. Once again, I'm not saying don't leave it. I want it. You want it. We want it. We all want it. But I feel like we just talk about soft life and things like, oh, if at this point in time you have things that are, you know, around you that in quotes makes you look like things are working for you, then it's a soft life. But I feel like this beta version that I'm trying to preach here should just be who you are. Like, you know the way we say it's just big energy, this big energy that we talk about, right? Where it's not really because you're doing anything or particularly because your stature is big, but it's just this thing. I really don't know how to put it, but I feel like you get it. It's just this thing of just who you are. It's just a mindset, just like a persona that you've taken, like just something that you've decided that this is it for you, right? Like, if you can't wake up to a sunset in Italy or wake up to a sunset in Florence, did I say wake up to a sunset? If you can't wake up to a sunrise in Florence or someplace exotic, you know, you can wake up a bit earlier, like I currently am, right? I wake up a bit earlier than usual and just appreciate the scenery. It's usually calm, it's usually quiet, it's usually bliss. Although if you live in an area like mine, you might be hearing, you know, cockscrow. But you can always tune that out or think of it as music. Just think of it, and I'm not even trying to be funny, just think of it as music, right? Okay, so I woke up earlier than usual yesterday, and I'm actually up earlier than usual right now. But yeah, I woke up earlier than usual yesterday, and I was trying to do something, I was trying to work on my laptop and get something sorted. And I was just hearing some cocks crow. I'm like, nah. The point is that I woke up early for peace. It's not you people now, you'll not be messing this up for me. But at some point, I just tuned it out, and I kind of started thinking of it like background music. And it worked. The point is, this beta version is your beta version. Paint it in the softest manner you want to paint it. Do it however you want to do it, right? If you can't go out with a friend like you'd want to, no problem. Visit somebody that is close by, you know, so you don't have to spend money on Uber or anything. Visit somebody that is close by and just enjoy their company. Basically, it involves you just indulging in cheap thrills, you know, whatever that may be for you. If you want a vacation and you can't do that, do a staycation instead. And if you can't do a staycation because that one too is kind of expensive, you know, sleep over at a friend's place. It's change of scenery if you ask me. Plus, you get the add-on of free company. So, win-win-win. Like, you can always do something else. And I feel like this beta version, at the end of the day, helps, especially at a period where you don't have as much. Or maybe when a period where you're trying to save for something, or you're trying to, you know, just set money aside for something. Or a period where it's not just even just not you having as much, just you not just wanting to spend as much, right? Instead of feeling like, oh, I want to hang out with my friends, or we want to chill and just do something and just enjoy our lives and just, you know, just live once and all that kind of stuff. Just think of something that might not cause you to just quickly do savings or current, you know. Just think of something that doesn't quickly cause you to just always drop money. This beta version that I'm preaching and hopefully blow so that I can cash out on royalty, I think it just, you know, lets you focus on you. You know, it shifts your focus from what you might not be able to do or what you need money to do so that you don't go broke trying. I figured out that monks are, you know, known to live super soft lives, not because they have everything. In fact, they live through some of the most harshest conditions, but they've come to a place of contentment. Like, they've come to a place of just everything soft. They don't care whether they have or don't have. They just enjoy what is available. And it starts from a place of going through a reformation in their mind first. I noticed that whether they have or don't have, they just live a chilled life. It kind of reminds me of a scripture that says, be anxious for nothing. Like, and there's this street version, this street church. I love their translation of stuff. It says, Mafo, right? It's understanding that you have been called to live a soft, proper, calm, easy, graceful life. And that is a big flex. You know, of course, then when you now add money to it, it makes it a bigger flex, right? So just beta version soft life, pioneer a submarine solar, 18 and above, everything soft, everything cool. I think I'm doing a terrible job at creating an ad for this thing. But you get my drift. And the other thing I just even realized is that there are some people that cannot relate to what I'm saying. They can't even relate to this because this is their everyday life. Soft life is their everyday life. What we're aspiring is what they do on their own. And if you are one of those people, I am currently listening. Please help me. Come and help me. You are the kind of person that I want to spend my December with. In fact, you are the kind of person I want to be spending all my time with. So my beliefs did, I just be like, oh, I understand. Like, okay. But I can't relate, but I understand. My dear Mr. or dear Madam Bola, come and help me. It makes me feel like maybe these are also some of the things that we say to encourage ourselves. You get all those trying to be, there's this thing that I see on YouTube where people be like, oh, how to look rich or how to dress rich on a budget. My dear, will you stop it? You're either rich or you are rich. Which one is you are trying to dress rich? Which one is you are trying to, if you are rich, you are rich. You don't even have to look it. If you are rich, you are rich. You go and face your studies. Come on. You know, it's one of those things. I'm like, hope it's not one of those things that we're like, oh, let's just do this beta version because we don't have money yet. So let's let's think of it like that, you know, that kind of, at least it always starts with the mind, you know, it always starts with the mind. That's when we start doing some aspire to perspire to require stuff. But the most important thing for me in this episode is that if you cannot relate, just even reach out to me. If you can't relate to this thing, they say, I chance you are a baller, please reach out to me. You're the kind of person that I definitely want to be hanging out with. So I guess that, I mean, we've gotten the idea of the old beta version. Please, if you are going to be subscribing to it, and if it's something that you feel like works, definitely always, like, I mean, like I always say, always drop me a comment, send me a message on Instagram, and just let me know, so that if I see that the prospect that there's a high chance of adaptability for this thing, I can patent it, so that in the future, if it actually does, though, I can cash out. We are not losing out on any source of income this year. Nope. I have plans for staycation, so, and Airbnb is charging in dollars. If there's any way I can make money from it, let me quickly start making money from it. Thank you guys for listening to this episode, and of course, like, share, rate, review, everything. Please drop a 5-star, please. Like I said, the more that we do that, review, share, and all that good stuff, more people get access to this podcast. Of course, always drop me a review. I like it when people drop me a review. It makes me feel like I'm doing something right and I'm not just talking to myself. And I'm trying to be consistent here, so I'm thinking of dropping like an episode every other Friday from like 4 p.m. Anything from 4 p.m. an episode should drop. So please watch out for our next episode next week. And yeah, till then, leave the soft life beta, pro max beta, or I don't want to use pro, but app already has that. Basically, leave the soft life beta. And hasta la vie, baby.